Reseptilääkkeet ovat tärkeä osa joidenkin sairauksien hoitoa, mutta väärin annosteltuina ne voivat olla hyvin vaarallisia. Bee Muhammad on Scriptwisen toimitusjohtaja. Tämä voittoa tavoittelematon organisaatio työskentelee vähentääkseen reseptilääkkeiden käyttöä. Hän sanoi, että ihmiset eivät aina ymmärrä, miten nopeasti reseptilääkkeet voivat aiheuttaa riippuvuutta.
It kind of all really happens, you know, quite accidentally, if you say it that way. So, you know, they might have been to a hospital for minor surgery, or if they've gone to a dentist, or they suffer from chronic back pain and they've been prescribed these medications. And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, the patient might not kind of take the medications as prescribed.
Vain muutamassa viikossa lääkkeisiin voi jäädä koukkuun. John Ryan on Pennington-instituutin toimitusjohtaja. Instituutti työskentelee vähentääkseen päihteiden käyttöä. Instituutti on myös International Overdose Awareness Dayn aluepanija ja päivää vietetään tänään 31. elokuuta. John Ryan sanoo, että kuka tahansa voi kuulua riskiryhmään.
People used to think that the overdose problem was just about heroin or illegal drugs, and it only affected people that were illegal drug users. But actually, most overdose deaths in Australia are from prescription drugs, and it's not just people living in the inner city. It's actually right across the cities, in suburban areas, as well as in regional and rural areas. And it's right across the age range as well. In fact, the most risky age is between 30 and 60.
Jos lääkäri määrää voimakkaita särkylääkkeitä, kuten morfiinia tai oksikodinia, John Ryan kehoittaa keskustelemaan annostuksesta ja käyttöohjeista lääkärin kanssa.
I would really encourage people to talk very openly with their doctors about these drugs. It's, you know, they've got a very important medical role, and they're actually good drugs. The only risk is if they're not taken as directed. And for example, combining these drugs with alcohol is not recommended. That really increases overdose risk. So it's actually important for people to have a good understanding of these drugs, and also to follow clearly the doctor's instructions and the pharmacist's instructions.
Useimmat ihmiset eivät ymmärrä, että resepti ja jopa kaupasta vapaasti saatavilla oleviin lääkkeisiin liittyy riskejä. Tässä Paul kertoo, mitä hänelle tapahtui. Loukkaannuttuaan useampi vuosi sitten, kukaan ei varoittanut häntä kodeiiniin pohjautuvien lääkkeiden vaaroista.
My addiction started probably about when I was 21 years of age. I had a shoulder injury playing football, and I was taking Panadol for that, and that wasn't working, and a friend suggested taking some medication called Nurofen Plus. That's where it all started. I was taking two a day, and then it got up to four and five and six, and then to eventually it got to 90 tablets a day before I got rushed to hospital.
Paulin ottamaa lääkettä on saatavilla ainoastaan reseptilääkkeenä vuoden 2018 helmikuusta alkaen. Näiden uusien toimenpiteiden tarkoituksena on kontrolloida särky- ja reseptilääkkeitä tiukemmin. Hallitus aikoo myös toimeenpanna uuden reseptilääkkeiden valvontaohjelman seuraavan puolentoista vuoden aikana. Scriptwisen Bee Muhammad kertoo, kuinka reseptejä tullaan seuraamaan.
It will be the first system in Australia that would allow GPs and pharmacists to have access to the information, just so they're able to ensure that before they write their script, that's actually a patient that's not gotten their script somewhere else, or potentially to kind of really understand what kind of dosage of medications that the patient is on, and then whether to understand whether the patient might be at risk of dependency or not. So it's something that would really, I guess, allow health professionals to make a more informed decision, really.
Bee Muhammad sanoo, että apua on saatavilla, jos lähipiirissäsi on lääkkeiden väärinkäyttäjiä.
There's actually different services in different states, so it really depends which state that you live in. There's helpline numbers to just talk about your issue, and what these helplines usually do is they might be able to refer you to the right GP potentially look at a recovery or even like a treatment plan to get you off these medications. And what we're really trying to do ultimately is to say to people, if you feel that you might be developing that dependency, it just kind of knowing that there's nothing wrong with what they feel, and it's just about having the right conversation and seeking help.
Sen jälkeen, kun Paul kiidätettiin sairaalaan, hän onnistui katkaisemaan riippuvuuskierteen. Mutta hän muistaa, kuinka riippuvuus eristi hänet muista.
Because people do need help, and sometimes they're just too scared to come out and get it.
John Ryan Pennington-instituutista rohkaisee kaikkia, joilla on ongelmia reseptilääkkeiden kanssa, hakemaan apua yleislääkäriltään.
Part of the solution is actually to have conversations about drugs and to have conversation about addiction so that we can actually better understand the risks and also better understand how to respond. And doctors are actually an excellent resource to talk about these issues. And I don't think people should feel shy to talk to their doctors about these issues. Obviously, it's always an uncomfortable conversation, but it's actually really much better to have the conversation than to keep silent.